You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks, as it is 20 minutes till 11 AM here on this Thursday, April 11th, as it's time for our Valley Talk program. Joining us today is Cindy Holst and Carol Gregg from Fin and Fit. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well, thanks. And you?
Oh, I'm doing well also. And we were thinking about starting off with going over once again, what exactly is Fin and Fit?
Well, Fin and Fit is a committee that was organized actually this winter by a group of folks that have been really interested in the pool, people who use the pool and have been using it for a long time, and also people who really believe that the pool is a vital venue for the community of Crookston. So we just kind of grouped together.
January 31st
was the date. Okay. And so we've kind of been rock and rolling since then. I think that what is pleasing to us as we've kind of been more visible and as we're planning our fundraiser that will be on April 20th is that there isn't, you know, people are embracing the idea that, yeah, let's use the pool. It's operational. It's functional. We have the COVID crises, and then we've had some sporadic shutdowns. And so I think, you know, what happens with that is maybe lack of trust, maybe for a better word. But I think it's growing now. Folks are looking for entertainment and wellness. And I always like to pitch this is that, you know, when you look at the pool as a public venue, you know, taxpayer sponsored, is that, you know, it really serves all ages, you know, infant to elderly, all abilities. It's open year round. So it really is, you know, a very valued entity here in Crookston.
And our purpose in coming together was actually twofold. One was to promote the pool and pool activities, just like Cindy has been saying, and also to fundraise. And our thinking on that relates to the fact that the pool is older, and there are a lot of needs that the city has been addressing on a regular basis. But understandably, we're talking about some significant financial demands, and our group is formed to try to alleviate some pressure in terms of addressing those things. So we're fundraising so that if a pump goes out, perhaps we can pay at least a part of it and kind of ease the strain on the city, which understandably has a lot of demands. And so our group is not only fundraising and promoting, we are the cheer team for the pool.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, again, that's what exactly Fin and Fit is. And, you guys have an event that's going to be coming up fairly soon. It's the Pool-a-thon.
I'll let Carol take that one.
Understandably, it's probably not a term that people are familiar with, but we organized the pool-a-thon similar to a swim-a-thon, which people might be more familiar with. But our idea, rather than to get teams in the water and swimming numbers of laps and getting pledges for those kinds of things, our idea in doing this was to promote people coming and being in the water. And so we have opportunities for people who are water walkers or exercisers, as well as people who are swimmers. So all that's required is basically enthusiasm and a desire to get in the water that day. We have scheduled half-hour segments. People can register. We're advising teams of three just because of the size of the lanes. We're not all familiar with swimming and sharing lanes, and so that's why we determined that number. But for those who are more comfortable, I mean, there's no reason why a team couldn't be 10 people, but you would share a lane. And so the idea being that the teams are registering. Our fee recommendation is $100 per person or $300 a team. And we also want to encourage people to consider, maybe you can't find a team, maybe you don't know who to look for, just go ahead and register yourself or register you and your friend and then show up. And we'll get you in the water and we'll get you swimming.
Absolutely. You know, it's actually going to be a fun day. When the term swimathon slash poolathon actually started being discussed at our committee meetings, it was like, wow, that sounds really interesting. And so what's been really pleasing to me is seeing the excitement and the committee volunteers. I mean, every time we have a committee meeting, there's more volunteers and people volunteering to do this. You know, I'll be in charge of the children's games, or I'll take care of the door prizes, and folks just jumping in and doing their part. And I think that we've got the city has lined up 8 lifeguards for that event, because one of our primary concerns, of course, is safety and making sure that that whole element is taken care of. So we're real excited. I mean, we're hoping for, you know, at least 100 swimmers, maybe more. I mean, the sky's the limit.
We'll get you in. If you show up, we'll get you in the water.
That's right. Exactly.
But the registrations are really starting to come in. We have recommended or requested that registrations be made by Tuesday, but there's no ending point. So if you want to register Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, or even the day of the event, please come in, bring your sponsor sheets and your entries, and we'll be glad to get you in the water, mm-hmm. get you going.
Yeah, we'll make it work.
So what is the purpose of having an event like this?
Well, again, it addresses getting people to the pool, getting people to the venue, getting people in the water, experiencing that, and then ultimately promoting the pool and the usage. We know that that's very important. And also to fundraise, to make, you know, to grow that fund for the future when there may be a need to, like Carol said earlier, you know, help with the purchase of a pump or a fan or whatever it might be. So we want to partner with the city on making the pool very sustainable.
And one of the things we were hearing early on was people would say, oh, we have a pool in Crookston. So this is a lot about experiencing our pool perhaps for the first time, mm-hmm. even amongst people from the city. We also would like to be open and welcoming to people from outside this community, because we're hearing about many area towns who love to come to Crookston and go to the pool. Mm-hmm. So in some ways, perhaps some of those other places might have more awareness about the facility we have to offer than some of the people right here in Crookston. So we want everybody to see the pool, because it is a Cadillac.
It is. It really is. And I think a little bit of a spinoff of what Carol had just said is, you know, if we can, again, give good exposure to the pool and it's in operational and it's in functional, you know, we look at the extended community around Crookston. And it's interesting, as I've been on this committee now and talking with folks, they'll say, I mean, I can't tell you how many people have said, you know, my kids learn to swim there, or I want to get my kids in swim lessons. And so I think that's another piece of the what we want to promote with the pool, because you know, with children, we talk about, you know, bike safety. We talk about stranger danger, crossing the street, seatbelt to wear, or car seats, you know, all of those types of things. And so we really need to also promote that water safety and getting those kids in swim lessons and having those swim lessons available, because that is another huge element of just overall safety for children. And I moved to Crookston over 40 years ago, and I was going to be here 2 years and then leave. Well, here I am. And the reason I'm still here, though, is because of the value that I see this community places on its citizens, you know, children, adults, elderly. I mean, everybody of all ages. And in the pool is a way of, I think, accomplishing that.
Just a little piece of information. You know, the Crookston Parks and Recreation is the city department that operates the pool, and they just released their latest spring-summer fun finder. And I just want to refer the audience to that. They have a list of activities that are planned for the summer, as well as the swim lesson times and availability. So get on that. I know people are always really anxious about what are they going to do with this summer and how are they going to have fun. And certainly the pool has got to be right up there on the top.
So what are some of the goals with just the pool-a-thon that you guys are going to be hosting?
I'd say two things, community and fundraising. You know, I anticipate having people there milling around, watching the swimmers, having a good time, getting out on the patio, listening to some music, eating some hot dogs and hamburgers that are going to be available as a free will offering. We're going to have sidewalk chalk, which after I thought about it, I was thinking it would be a child thing that the kids would like, but then I know adults
like sidewalk chalk too.
So we're going to have activities out there, cornhole and that ladder game, and then also, you know, bring your Frisbees because the park is a step away and they've got that disc golf right there next to the pool. So I mean, there's lots of things to do. We'll be there in our activity from 10 to 2, and then following that will be a free open swim in starting at 2 o'clock when we complete the pool-a-thon.
Well, and speaking of the swim, the open swim, when you asked about what do we want to accomplish, again, like Carol said, the fundraising piece. And so with some of those funds, in addition to paralleling the needs that the pool may have, is we've decided that the fourth Friday of every month, we are going to sponsor a veteran and one of their guests to come to Open Swim free of charge. We'll, you know, show their military pass, but other than that, you know, so we want to, again, give back to the community, and that's another way of doing that. The Open Swim that will be held right after the pool-a-thon actually is
sponsored
by Pam Eklund, and it's in memory of her husband, Ray Eklund, who was the Park and Rec Director here for...
Ray did so much for the city of Crookston, and what a great tribute that
yes,
is.
Yes, yes. So Pam was very pleased to be able to do that. She's on our committee, along with many others, and so that was very pleasing to her. And so I think, you know, again, that giving back and... the pool is just another opportunity to celebrate our community and what we have in our community and the people that, you know, enjoy it and support it. And again, wanting to folks to know that, hey, we've got this great venue here. And you know, some folks say, well, it is kind of out of the way. And, you know, it is. And again, I think when COVID hit and all, things kind of, you know, just kind of got shut down. And I really believe that we, in many ways, not just with the pool, but in many ways, we're all just kind of resurrecting again.
Yeah, we need to be together.
And you know, the pool is another way for people to be able to get out and kind of enjoy something. Maybe it could be new. Maybe it's something that they like to do, but they haven't done it in a long time. Mm-hmm. And so this is another way, as you had mentioned, to, you know, bring the community together.
And it's not just about swimming. I mean, numbers of people come to the pool for exercise or to kind of work with the therapies that they're already getting because there's nothing like being in the water in terms of movement and stretching and, you know, taking care of those muscles and joints.
I just actually came from the pool, from the water aerobics class, and I know there's a couple people in there that have had knee replacements. Some have had issues with, like, sciatic nerve. There was a lady swimming in the deep end because she was, I think she'd had some shoulder surgeries, and so she was trying to build up her endurance and strength there. So as Carol said, you know, it's another opportunity to just increase one's wellness. And the other thing too is we've sent letters out to all the service groups here in town, all the churches, all of the medical providers, mental health providers, just again reminding folks of this venue and that it is an extension of wellness. And you know, we even talked about like churches, you know, if they want to bring their youth group there and have, you know, prayer by the pool or prayer in the pool. So the sky's kind of the limit. You know, we know there's options for birthday parties, and you know, I said, well, we could do all sorts of different kind of parties in the pool. So
we also want to let people know that we are working with the university. UMC has always been a partner in the pool and has some very strong fans out there. In fact, other years we've had the horse club come and exercise in the pool, you know, to supplement their athletic training. So we certainly want to welcome the students and staff from the university to be part of our pool activities.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I know Boy Scouts, I know they're there. I mean, I've been in the pool like during open swim when the Boy Scouts are there, and it's kind of a wild time. But that's what it's all about. And the other thing, too, is for a night of swim, you know, 2 hours of swim, the cost is only $5. And I think that is very, just very reasonable for again, exercise and movement and socialization and all that comes with it.
Is there any other pool info you'd like to make mention? Maybe like any times that the pool is typically open or some other facts like what you had just mentioned there, Cindy?
Yeah, I sure can. The current schedule is this. Monday through Friday from 6 to 9 a.m. is the lap swim. And then from 9 to 10 is aqua aerobics. But that's on the shallow end, so some folks come and swim in the deep end or even in the dive tank. And then from 2 to 4 on Fridays, it's homeschool open swim. And then from 6 to 8 in the evenings, it's lap swim, open swim. And then on Saturdays from 10 till 2, it's open swim. And my understanding is by contacting the Park and Rec office from 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturdays, folks can rent it for a special event and a special occasion, so kind of party rental. And then I think
my
Sundays
understanding from Andrea is that she is booking quite a few birthday parties.
Awesome.
So if you're looking at a birthday party, you might want to get on her schedule, and she'll be back in the office next week. Mm-hmm. So reserve that place for a birthday party. It's an awesome experience to have a party there, and very, very reasonable.
Mm-hmm. And I'd also like to point out too is that kind of the other side of it is it's a really good employment opportunity. If a person gets their lifeguard certification, we do have a member of our committee who has her training so she can actually certify lifeguards.
Well, Amanda's getting that too next weekend.
Oh, she is? Awesome. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think that's another option for somebody that maybe wants to make a little bit of money. And again, with the hours, it's not like it would be full-time, but it's, it's an option for folks looking for some employment and again, using their skills and abilities to do what is important, and that's safety.
And then is there any contact info for Finn and Fit specifically?
Mm-hmm. This is the email address, finnfitcrookston@gmail.com.
All right. Okay.
So that's the contact information. And then getting back to the registration for the pool-a-thon, there's registration sheets up at the pool. They're at City Hall. We have a Facebook page, Finn and Fit Crookston Facebook, and then the email. So there are methods of getting registration forms.
So a lot of ways how people can get involved with Finn and Fit. And once again, when is Finn and Fit? What are the times? How can people register?
You can register anytime. They're taking reservations at the pool for the pool-a-thon during open swim in the evenings, or else you can drop them off during the daytime at the Parks and Rec office, which is now located at the Crookston Sports Center. And or you can check in with that Gmail or Facebook page and go from there. Mm-hmm. So we want to be as open as possible, make it as easy as possible for people to get involved, and be sure and come out on April 20th because mm-hmm. we're just going to have
mm-hmm.
fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like Carol said earlier, maybe you know getting in the water isn't your thing at this point in time, but just come in and experience the event and watch what goes on. I'm excited about it too. I'm planning to participate and help with what needs doing that day. But I'm excited to just see what it's going to be all about.
Well, Cindy and Carol, thank you very much for joining us on today's Valley Talk program, talking about Fin and Fit and also the Pool-a-thon coming up very soon, and very informative, and thank you again for joining us today.
All right, thank you for having us.
So again, that was Carol Gregg and Cindy Holst talking about Fin and Fit and also the Pool-a-thon on today's Valley Talk program.